This is Ted Kennedy. Working parents need daycare for their children. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, I hope President Bush's new breeze is blowing fresh air through your views on child care. You think a woman's place is in the home. Child care isn't on your radar. But for millions of women who want to work or who have to work, child care is no luxury. It's a necessity. Often it's unavailable at any price, let alone at affordable cost. You're against even basic standards, Al. You ignore the dangers of fly-by-night sweatshops and overcrowded baby farms that try to pass for child care today. Every day you dither, Al, thousands of women turn down paying jobs. 2 million children spend another day alone with no supervision. 3 million more children risk illness, injury, or even death in unsafe daycare conditions. Take your head out of the sand, Al. Sniff that new breeze from the White House. It's the best opportunity in years for constructive action on child care.
I know what I'm sniffing here, Ted, and we have a name for it in Wyoming. Good child care is right at the top of my agenda, as it is with our president, George Bush. We'll get a responsible bill that gives working mothers and fathers the ability to make their own child care decisions. Yes, Ted, that sure does mean that if a woman wants to stay at home, she should not be forced into working because of the tax code or a weak local economy. Let her do it. Unions got you again? The only child care bill I'll go for recognizes that we're talking about choices, not about your usual bag of Fed-directed programs. Last fall, one Democratic staffer even babbled, "Yes, I guess our bill would have the effect of licensing grandmothers." He thought it was a belly buster, but no one I knew laughed. You want a quality child care bill, Ted? Then drop the hysteria and let's deal with real life. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Congressional Pay. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.